I'd like to open us this evening by simply acknowledging the grace, the impetus for us to come together and for us to have a beautiful opportunity to become still, to experience an inner silence, and just simply the journey of turning within, closing off the senses, and letting go once again in another 24-hour day. So let's begin together in this attitude of gratitude and take a deep breath. It is the mind that convinces us at times that, oh, it's just a happening or a coincidence, or that allows us to find ourselves in an environment that is spiritually directed. And it's nothing of that kind. It's always something prompting, and we're responding. So take another breath. So we are asked to simply relax. Again, take a breath and really watch that breath. And let yourself begin to relax and to be here in your seat. Beginning the time together by watching your breathing and noticing the thoughts that come in and go out, but you keep your focus on the breath so we can experience the now. Life is happening now. It is not happening in our memories or the mind projecting a future story. It is all taking place now. Breathe that in. So let us practice this breath attention for just a moment. Everything that came before this moment is no longer. It's a memory. And out of memory, we project into the future. We're only alive when we're fully present to the now. So we watch as we breathe in, and we experience the breath. Life is about action, which is about experience. Unless we are in the present moment, we miss the experience. So we say thank you for the grace that draws us together, for whenever two or more are gathered together in the name of God, which is truth and divine love, this I am in our midst is magnified into our awareness. So we say thank you. Every Monday, we have a theme for this evening for us to contemplate, meditate upon, and that we can meditate on this whole coming week. Tonight, our theme is the pure of heart. The pure heart. Jesus spoke of this heart in the Beatitudes. He said, "Blessed are they who are pure of heart, for they shall see God. They shall see the goodness that life is pouring upon each of us, that life is abundant and good, but only with a heart that is empty and unmixed with other debris can we see what is actually the reality." Webster's uses the definition for purity, pure, free from impurities or adulterants, free from dirt, defilement, pollution, clean, free from foreign elements, containing nothing inappropriate or extraneous, complete, without faults, perfect, sinless, chaste, unmixed with anything other than itself, free, full. Blessed are they who are pure of heart, for they shall experience this life abundant. Let us once again consciously breathe together. With awareness beginning to turn within and go deeper. Again, breathing fully with awareness. And letting our breathing take us inward into what we will say an imaginary, yet very real, depth of our being. Breathe that in. Let us sense or imagine or feel that in the midst of us is this perfect lotus blossom. Breathe it in. Sense its beauty, its effortlessness, its humility, for it simply is. Giving of itself, needing nothing, wanting nothing, because it is everything. Breathe it in. It is perfect. It is a presence of pure love, and it is eternally present. It shares itself in every moment. It touches the mind and the body and the life. It holds back nothing. It is perfect. It is pure love. But as you look at this lotus flower, you may notice that upon its petals rest foreign things, discolored things, debris, a dirt of some sort. And it sits upon the petal, held by the petal. But if you look closely, you may see that the radiance of this flower is somewhat held back because of the foreign objects that have been lodged upon it. Keep your eye on the purity and beauty of this flower underneath the dirt and the blemishes that have collected. Many lifetimes, many erroneous beliefs, a sense of separation from the good, from others. Many thoughts, negative, limiting, lacking, resentments, arrogance, pride, selfishness, fear, doubt, all accumulated on this beautiful flower. Because of this, we have not been able to experience its fullness. It has not been able to share its fragrance into our lives, nor have we been able to be filled with its love and to be an instrument for that love. So tonight, right now, we want to open ourselves once again in surrender, in letting go, in the sixth and the seventh steps of the 12 steps. We are asked if we are ready to have this dirt removed. Because of ourselves, we have no power to dissolve this dirt. And in the step seven, we ask humbly that we might be cleansed of everything that is standing in the way of this light, in this love. And so right now, the question is asked of all of us. Since there is a great light and a pure love sitting in us, covered over with layers of darkness and negativity, are we ready to experience the light of this perfect love? To experience the life that is waiting for us to say yes? If you are ready, then within ourselves, let us humbly ask that this be removed from our heart. That heart of a child be restored to our awareness, so that we wouldn't think to any longer dwell in negative and limited thinking, or to harm another through our speech, or to do anything to injure any being, but that we might be fed by this pure heart in our every thought, word, and deed, that we might fulfill the mission of being an instrument, that we might see God, see with the eyes of God, and hear with the ears of God. You are ready. It is so. Blessed are they who are pure of heart, for they shall see God. The heart within us is the throne upon which this that we call God sits. May we clear the way that we might know the joy that is the infallible sign of the presence of God.